Okay. All right, so pause that. God damn, I love YouTube. Right, television off. The parcel arrived. The parcel arrived at the most inopportune time. Had the bath. Sarah made me a salad. She's had to, well, she didn't have to do anything at all, of course. But she put the kettle on. Oh, hang on. Maybe we should mention the time. 13:43. Okay, so that kettle's gonna get loud. I've just got into mong mode. I felt kind of lull in proactivity. What the hell? A lull in proactivity. You're right, Mol. Doesn't matter. Molly's been asleep. So Sarah's had to go out. Okay, she's gone out to help someone with an extra set of hands, basically. Okay, so before I forget, if you're in the market for a really good GoPro that's going for £100 cheaper today, go to the official GoPro website and the GoPro session. The GoPro Hero Session. Is it the Hero Session? The Session. The tiny new little. It's about twice the size of an OXO cube, which can shoot 1080 60. That's on sale for £160. It's £100 cheaper. Crazy, crazy price. I thought I'd just get that in there. Okay. So what else? What else is going on? Okay. So lull in productivity, these brain pulses that I get that feel like electric shocks going from my brain down to my going down my arms to my fingertips. I've worked and there's the tick. I've worked out that it's the light. If I'm looking, sorry, and there's a tick again, you see. If I'm looking at a bright light or a bright area, let's say it's very dark outside, okay, because the cloud, but I'm looking at my motorhome, which is quite bright still, you know, and then I look, oh God, it's so sore sometimes. I look inside the house, which is dim in here, there's no lights on. Ah, God damn it, it happens again. It happens all the time. Really paying me off. The other day I found that, where, see, because it's so dark in here, and there's like bright lights, then I get that pulse and the effects of what is called tardive dyskinesia. What a bloody name that is. Tardive dyskinesia. And what is that? Well, it's actually you mainly get it as a result of coming off antipsychotic tablets or antipsychotic medication. I haven't been taking antipsychotic medication, but coming off the sertraline antidepressant too quickly has caused it. Oh, I need to phone up to see if I've got an appointment on Thursday or not. Anyway, let's make a coffee because I need to get a shift on. So Sarah's gone out, she's taken a car, and I wanted to go down the road to go and see about this new job I'm starting, because I haven't heard anything, and nobody's really talking. I don't want to take the motor home because Dolly's kind of parked up for the winter now. I've put So Dolly's basically just, you know, right outside the house. Adrian, I think, yeah, Adrian, you saw where she was. But what I've done is I've taken the mains power lead, plugged it into the side of the motor home. It runs up onto the roof rails on the top, and I've put a clove hitch in so that it can't be tightened or slackened from either end. And I've run that to our bedroom. And the cable, you know, stretching, what, I don't know what, how many meters that might be, 6 or 7 meters out to the, from there to the house. Cable's actually quite heavy. It is a purpose-built, cable for motorhomes and caravans, you know, to plug into the mains. But it's quite heavy. But anyway, she's jammed in there with, in the, she's jammed in there safely. I'm saying she, as in the cable, jammed in there safely in the, in a window which is locked. So you can't open the window, and pulling on the cable isn't going to, you know, from the motorhome end, isn't going to change the price of fish. So, and then I've got it plugged into the mains. So why have I done that? Well, you need to keep the inside warm. How am I doing that? Well, I've got an oil-filled radiator in there now. And I've plugged that into a digital timer, and the digital timer is set so that the oil-filled radiator switches on for, you know, a certain amount of time in a 24-hour period, generally at night, and that'll keep the inside warm and dry. When I say warm, I'm talking about, well, I haven't been in there yet. I think it's switched off at the moment. What time is it? Yeah, it's switched off at the moment. It's not going to come on for a few hours yet, but when I say warm, it's like just enough to keep the it's just enough to keep away the condensation. And it's being on it's kind of a constant basis. If you see my, you know, I mean, it's on for a good portion of the day, but it's oil filled. It's an oil filled radiator, so it's good on electricity. There's a circuit breaker in the built into the digital timer that I've got, because I obviously need to be safe. It's freezing in our bedroom now. Shut that window. Okay, just a sec. Okay. Shutting doors. So it's rainy outside now. Oh, God. Things to do. I may have to pick the children up from school. What time are we on? Okay, it's just after 10 to 2 now. Sarah made me a lovely salad. It was huge. But I've eaten it. It was mostly spinach leaves, actually. What am I wanting to achieve today? Right, okay. Powered USB hub. I need to dig one out. I've got two. I need to dig one of those out. To see if I can plug my microphone wrong. To plug my microphone into the iPad / this iPhone. I was watching David Bailey's video on Story about his basic. I don't even want to call it basic, Dave. What am I talking about? You see, this is one of the problems. I just lose concentration. Okay. Where are we? Basic kind of podcasting recording setup. It's so strange that David pushed that video out into the big wide world, because I have been making the attempt to dig out my powered USB hub for about a week now. Ridiculous. Okay. I'm thinking, you see, mobile studio. And when I use studio in the loosest terms, what I mean when I say that is mobile studio. I can take everything that I need to record in a bag. Now, the problem with the podcaster, the Rode podcaster, is it's a microphone that needs external power through the USB. So, now, if we're in the car or the motorhome, that wouldn't be a problem. No, that would be a problem. because I haven't got 240 volts when we're on the go. What I could get is a power inverter, which would mean I'd need the engine on. We don't have a generator, but what I do have is, you know, those battery, car battery jump start things. I've got one of those. The other way around this, of course, is well, why don't you just get a mic that plugs into the headphone jack? Well, you see, what you've got there is an analog signal going in, an analog signal being recorded. I don't really want an analog signal being recorded. I want a digital signal being recorded. So if we're going down that line, then... I've been toying with the idea for like 2 years now, or even longer, about buying a microphone that's designed to plug into the lightning port on iPad or iPhone, and draws power from that. So there are a number on the market that do that. And the funny thing is David Bailey there, he recorded in that story video showing us his kit that he's got the Apogee mic. And that's the thing that I've had my eye on for a while. There are a couple of microphones in competition that I've also had my eye on. Every year they get better, or the, you know, they're more sophisticated. But at the end of the day, I've still got my eye on the Apogee external microphone. Now, for a bit more of a closed set, I need to put my trousers on. Hang on a sec. Okay, so... we had a guy fix the boiler yesterday. He had to put a new expansion tank on, plus a few other things. And that seemed to have fixed the issue that we're having with the pressure in the shower. And he did say yesterday that he was, you know, we talked about this. And he would let them know that it was sorted. Anyway, that's just waffle. Microphones. So, yeah. Okay, what else have I done? So I've just reviewed on my telly a video that I pushed up to YouTube last night. I recorded some footage. I was basically just testing the capabilities of the phone. I was recording Status Quo, that gig I went to. I was recording in 1080 60 frames a second, and also 4K. I edited it through iMovie for iPhone, and went to export it up to YouTube directly. But YouTube says, oh, your video's longer than 15 minutes. You're not allowed to do videos longer than 15 minutes on YouTube. Well, yes, I am. So I had to save it to the camera roll. Swapped it across to the Mac and uploaded it from the Mac. So I've just watched it back on my telly, and I can't tell the difference between the 1080 60 frames a second and the 4K, other than, you know, the zoom on all phones, for the camera on all phones, is a digital zoom. So when you zoom in, you invariably get, you know, artifacts on the screen. You can't get around that. But the footage, I think, is not bad, considering you've got mega bright lights, you've got some ambient light and you know, darkness in general. It's done a pretty good job. I think the audio isn't bad at all. Oh, and there's coffee, this. So there we go. I would like Apple to put a second microphone, second recording microphone, into their phones. I think just about every damn phone's got two active microphones, except for the for iPhone. But in saying that, I think that the microphone that I'm recording into now, when I listen back to it, I think it is really good as a mono microphone. I think it is really good. But I'm not an expert. So what to do now? Okay, so I'll go and put my feet on, as my dad would say. I'll go and put my shoes on. And go into the motorhome. What else did I say I was going to do? Dig out. See, there you go, you see. Memory. Rubbish. Dig out USB, powered USB hub. And do some testing with that. So, I'm going to do that. Hey, yeah, do you know, in a non-commercialised or a non-consumerist way, I think you should do all your shopping for the year, like the week before Christmas, because, you know, they set the prices down on all these things. You first of all get the pre-Christmas season sale. Oh, we're setting down this item, whatever it might be, anything. It could be a toy or a coat or a computer. We're setting down the site. But they don't actually set it down, do they? They say it's on sale, but you're like, well, that's the price it usually is. Anyway, couple of weeks before Christmas, you know, they might knock 10% off. But then you get to this stage. Well, no, we are 2 weeks before Christmas, aren't we? But you get to this stage. So 3 weeks before, 4 weeks before Christmas before. And now we're 2 weeks before Christmas. Now they're knocking a lot off. I bought some Christmas lights yesterday. It's an animated Merry Christmas sign. They knocked, it was the last one in the shop, so they knocked quite a bit of money off that for me. But it's just useful things to buy as well, you know, like, I know it sounds stupid, but things like wipers and bulbs for cars, you know, I think you got to think outside the box sometimes, when you get these, when people are going mental for things, and then shops are just trying to get their 10 pennies worth by saying, oh, this item's on sale. You know, just, you know, sometimes you've got to think laterally and go, well, okay, people are going to go for the big consumerist items, TVs and electricals and toys, especially. But then you get like Halfords doing sales. Oh, I'm saying Halfords, but, you know, companies selling car bits, you know, usable items on cars like wipers and bulbs, knocking those down cheap. And, you know, I like to sometimes cash in on those deals. I think they're sometimes a good number. We're kind of all bought up for Christmas. But if I, you know, when I'm buying things, I'm buying things to enrich my life or the life of my family. I've got a couple of things on the back burner. Oh, excuse me. But I was weighing up in my mind last night about one particular issue that I have, and that is security of our home. But you know, because we've got lots of expensive things inside this house. And, you know, I mean, everybody has. And it's always this time of year that you get the most burglaries, for obvious reasons. I wasn't worried about the house too much. I'm worried about the dog being pinched. Because, I mean, all over the country, but specifically in this neck of the woods, there are a lot of dog thefts. From houses, that people are coming into the houses to pinch the dogs. But I'm also worried about Dolly outside our motorhome. And I've assessed the risk, and I hate to say this, but it's pretty low risk of theft or theft from. I hate to say that because if you're planning for something, I believe you plan for worst case scenario in anything that you're going to plan. And so when I was thinking plan through worst case scenario, I was thinking about, if I had a CCTV camera, because you can get them fairly cheap, and, you know, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of CCTV cameras, because that's something I am in at the minute, but I'm not going to talk about the rabbit hole of CCTV cameras. How can I get a 360 view of the motorhome? Because she's 3 meters high at the highest point, and if somebody is trying to break in or approach from the lee side, as I call it, so the far side of the motorhome, then I'm never going to see what's going on. So that's been an issue. I say this because we're going away, and she's going to be outside our house for 2 weeks. Our neighbour next door, she's looking after the cats. So I'll give her a set of keys for the motorhome and say, look, just keep your eyes peeled. I've been researching on the cheapest way I can keep eyes on the motorhome. And for practicality's sake, it's, I'm looking at an IP camera. But I'm going down the rabbit hole. Oh, Sarah's back. Oh, wunderbar. That was quick. Anyway, so that's part two. So that's kind of what's happened since. What can I do now? I've got to wash... Oh, we got to wash the carpets in here as well. If I get them done, I can maybe get them dried before... No, we're going to do the carpets tomorrow because we haven't got... We'll be minus two Charmander and children, the ones that are likely to have muddy feet. So we're going to wash the carpets tomorrow. Okay, here comes Sarah, and you can catch up in a bit. See ya.